Also today, Father Michael Heller was awarded this year's Templeton Prize for progress towards research and discoveries about spiritual realities. Established in 1972, the prize is awarded to a living person who has helped expand human perceptions of divinity and of divine creativity. The Templeton Prize is a money award of more than $1.5 million, the largest single award made annually to an individual. Father Michael Heller is a Polish priest and a prolific author of works examining the frontier of human intellectual endeavour at the crossroads of science, religion and theology. We spoke with the 71-year-old about his plans after this recognition and about the deep unity of faith and reason.
I'm a little bit surprised. I am also, I must say, quite happy. What I want to do with that money? We want to establish or create in Krakow a kind of institute which would be interested in doing some research in the field, in the interface between science and theology, also some research and education as well. We were thinking about such an institute for a long time, and we already started the process.
Your life's work has been dedicated to the relationship between science and faith. What would you say to people who try to draw boundaries between both of these?
Well, I think that the core of the problem consists in the very concept of rationality. If somebody claims that the limits of rationality coincide with the limits of scientific method, then of course there is no place for theology, for religion, and even for philosophy. If you agree that the limits of rationality do not coincide with the limit of scientific method, then of course there is a place for some broader horizon.